hear me now? Good morning.
Good morning.
I have missed you. I have missed you. For those of you who don't know, I've been visiting my children and grandchildren in Canada. And I flew to Ottawa, Ontario, and I considered actually having it up on the screen so you could see where that is. I might do that sometime in the future. And Ottawa, where I'm from, near Toronto, we always thought of as really far north. And but it's farther south than here. Isn't that interesting? So there you have a little bit of Canadian trivia for you today. And after visiting that family, my son and his family, my three of my grandchildren, I got on a plane and headed for Halifax, Nova Scotia, and visited the other two grandkids and my daughter and her family. And so I've been around, I gotta tell you. Then when I got home, I had one day to unpack, repack, and then Gary and I headed off to Seattle for a Dr. Joe Dispenza weekend. And it rocked. Let me tell you, it rocked. So I've been on quite a journey since the last time I spoke. And I want to thank the wonderful women last week who did our Mother's Day service. I don't know if any of you are here. Yes, and so thank you for blessing us with that powerful, moving service. Wasn't it wonderful? Yes, it was. So today's talk, Gary's in Las Vegas right now. He's not gambling as far as we know. He did an art and practice workshop yesterday at a Centers for Spiritual Living church in Las Vegas, and today did the Sunday service, just finished, and he'll be home. And so he's fretting right now because I have the remote. And he's worried that it's not going to work for me. But I think we ironed the bugs out in the first service. Thank you to Sean and Doug and everyone. Today's talk is Spiritual Life Hacks. So to give you some background on what that is, the American Dialect Society voted life hack as runner-up for most useful word of 2005. And yes, there is an organization called that, and yes, they do vote on words. So, and back then it was one word too. So who knows what a life hack is? Raise your hand if you know what it is. All right. Those of you who've got your hands raised, would one of you want to explain to the rest of us what a life hack is? Okay, so we've got a mic here. What is a life hack?
It's something that makes life easier.
Okay, yeah. Life hacking refers to innovative solutions to everyday dilemmas. You know, they're shared online, and you might find 20 life hacks to make your life easier, or something like that. And there's a whole bunch of cool things, tips or tricks or innovative ways of doing things. And so, for instance, you can use Post-it notes to clean between the keys of your PC. Did you know that? You can use pool noodles to stop your car doors from hitting the wall of the garage. You can have dripless popsicles. And you can fold fitted sheets like this. Now, I tried this, and they didn't turn out like that. Not in any way, shape, or form. I don't doubt that it's possible. It's not something I ever learned how to do. But these are things that people have discovered that have made life more manageable in some way, right? Make life a little bit easier. So what would a spiritual life hack be then? Well, it's a practice or an idea that can enhance and better manage our spiritual life in some way. Things that can help us have an experience of God, a connected heart experience. Things like keeping a gratitude journal or having some kind of mindfulness technique that you use that you have found helpful in helping you to become present. Those are examples of what spiritual life hacks might be. Now, to be clear, it's not necessarily about making the spiritual life easier. Okay, that's maybe the distinction between the two. Because these hacks can be either transformational or translational. And if you remember, transformational practices help us to wake up from the dream of separation. Translational just spruce up the dream a little bit. And this little guy looks so much like one of my grandkids, I had to use it. It's not him, but it looks just like him. And so it's the difference between having a deep tissue shiatsu rolfing session or a nice, soothing, gentle shoulder massage. Do you see the difference? They both are healing, but one of them actually gets to much of the deeper work. So there's nothing wrong with translational practices. We need those sometimes. Sometimes I need the dream to improve a little while I'm going through this transformational work. Do you know what I'm talking about? Yes. Every time I return from saying goodbye to my grandkids, I need some translational comfort. Because you know what? I'm in grandchild withdrawal. Any other grandparents know what I'm talking about here? Yes. And so that translational process usually takes the form of me planning my next trip, picking the date, starting to book everything, getting all excited. And it's very helpful because it translates the grief that I'm feeling into hope, into a joyful anticipation of something to come. So you might be in need of some translational comfort right now in your life. And that's, we all do. We all do from time to time. But the time comes for me when I'm ready to get back in the saddle again. You know what I'm talking about? I've had a little bit of a breather. Now I'm ready to get back into that deeper spiritual work. And as I mentioned, Gary and I last week went to see Dr. Joe Dispenza. And he is the author of Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself and You Are the Placebo, two books that we've been studying in our book group. And I got to tell you, Gary and I both agreed that this weekend workshop was probably the most dynamite with a laser beam on steroids transformational work we have ever done in all the years we've been doing and studying spiritual stuff. Really. It will blow your mind. Guaranteed to blow your mind. And so that weekend was abounding in spiritual life hacks, which Gary and I will be sharing with you in the upcoming talks and weeks. So let me ask you something. Are you ready to transform your life? Yes. Now, Dr. Joe, when he would ask a question like that, what he says is, are you with me? And people would say, yes. And if they didn't say it loud enough, he'd say, come on. And we'd yell it louder. Or he'd tell us some really interesting scientific fact about how this work we're doing, this vibrational work, is actually being translated into some kind of physical reaction in some way. And he'd say, how do I know that? And everybody would say, because you measured it. And Gary and I learned the drill pretty quick. Because you measured it. And yes, that's what he does. So he has these weekends where you go, which is the progressive workshop, that's the beginning. Then you're eligible to go to the more advanced things if you want. And at those ones, you get hooked up to electrodes and you know, heart monitors and all kinds of stuff. And he does all this scientific measurements of the power of what we're doing, the work we're doing, meditation, prayer, whatever it is, intention, pretty amazing stuff. So are you interested in evolving into the next grandest vision of who you really are?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Didn't even have to say, come on. So I would like to share with you this morning a spiritual life hack that has come into my field of awareness recently that I just discovered and found to be very powerful. We heard Sean singing about the power that we have, and I think this practice, while maybe looking very simple, has got the potential of changing our lives in a transformative way. So gratitude, as we know, many of us practice gratitude already, and it's a wonderful practice. It is a simple practice, but it's a powerful one. But I'm not referring here to, anemic, passive, wimpy gratitude. Not at all. I'm talking about dynamic, generative, proactive powerhouse of appreciation. What the New Thought minister David Owen Ritz calls kick your butt gratitude. Kick your butt gratitude. Dr. Joe points out that gratitude is the quantum signature of receivership, creating a vibrational signal that you've already received unexpected good. Do you see how we do that? We set that intention out there. And by a daily, hourly, eventually moment-by-moment practice of feeling appreciation, we can generate a positive, harmonious energy field from the heart that appreciates in value our life experience. You see that? Appreciates in value. So I read about this wonderful practice. I'd not heard of it before. And it was from a young girl in Nepal who was doing this. And she called it having a gratitude achievement moment. And the woman who wrote about this was in Nepal volunteering in some way. And when this young girl said that to her, she thought it was some kind of a mistranslation of an English word, gratitude achievement. But no. It was exactly what she wanted to call it, a gratitude achievement. I like to think of it as anticipatory appreciation. And so, in addition to or instead of sitting down at the end of the day and reflecting on things that have happened during the day and feeling gratitude towards it, it's a wonderful practice. But in addition to that, this girl was starting out at the beginning of her day looking ahead to times during the day when she was expecting to feel joy. And she would pick three moments, or at least three. And she set the intention that at those times in the day, she would feel gratitude. Feel gratitude. And then, so she sat, did this intention, amped up the gratitude she was feeling, and then she let it all go, released it, and went on with her day. But when those moments would arrive, she would stop and say, I remember, this was a moment I was waiting to be grateful for. I remember now. That is generative, proactive gratitude. Do you see? Do you see how that's so? Anticipatory appreciation. And so when I read about it, well, of course I had to try it. I thought it was a very cool idea. And so I sat down in my morning meditation. I thought ahead of the day's activities. And the first moment that I chose was when I knew Gary and I would be sharing breakfast together. I decided I want to, in the midst of that breakfast, feel appreciation. And then I went on and I thought of another time during the day when I was going to be doing some revisions on my work. And I've shared with you before my thoughts on revising my writing. It's not my favorite thing to do. However, I expected when those revisions were done, I was going to sit in a place of gratitude. It was going to return to me that feeling. And then the third choice I had was a real easy one. I had set up a time in the late afternoon to call my daughter, and I went to that moment. So those were the three times: breakfast, finishing the revisions, calling my daughter. And as I envisioned each of those experiences, I saw my day flowing. I felt it. I amped up the gratitude in my heart. I just let it rise up and expand and radiate beyond as I anticipated them coming. And then I let go. I released it. I went on with my day. So, what do you think happened? I was sitting at breakfast, enjoying my meal, when suddenly I felt a surge of gratitude for the healthy food, for the ambience, the surroundings, for the conversation Gary and I were having. It just descended on me in this beautiful way. And I said to him, this is a moment I've been waiting for to be grateful for. This is it. And he said, okay, I know you're up to something here. And I started working on the revisions later on in my day. And as I had earlier foreseen, there was a wonderful flow to the work that made it so much easier than it had been in the past. It just flowed. And I found myself completing the writing so much quicker than I expected. And as I stepped away from the computer, I remembered, this is a moment I was waiting to be grateful for. Wow. And it just descended on me in this beautiful way. My heart opened in joyful appreciation for the experience of flow, for the guidance I had received in the writing, you know, for the ease with which the words had emerged, all of it. Stuff was working. Later on, I pulled up my phone, and as I was clicking on my daughter's number, I stopped and remembered, say it with me, this is a moment I was waiting to be grateful for. Wow. And again, I was flooded with deep appreciation and immense feelings of gratitude. And I realized something very important, that by setting an intention to experience these anticipatory appreciation moments, I was setting into motion a subconscious command to stop, become present, and feel the gratitude. Do you see that? Because when you are present, you cannot help but feel gratitude. You cannot help it. As the writer Michael Brown writes so beautifully, so poetically, this is one of my favorite things, gratitude is the fragrance of the present moment. It's about being present, because it's in the presence that we experience the presence. The present moment is where that happens. And where you place your attention is where you place your energy. So does that mean, then, that we have to wait for those moments to feel gratitude, that we can't just pause and be grateful for whatever's showing up right now? Or that we can't, at the end of our day, sit down and review the day and feel gratitude? No, of course not. This spiritual life hack can be a wonderful addition to any gratitude practice that you already have. You know, that's not going to take the place of anything necessarily. But it seemed such a powerful thing when I did it. I realized the power of it. Because as we practice it, we begin to look for and notice all those times when we can feel grateful. And they're just right here, right now, moment by moment by moment. Can you feel it? Come on. Because what happens is our perception shifts, our awareness widens, we start to see things that we didn't see before. They're already there. We start to see it. So what is an anticipatory appreciation moment for you? I want to invite all of us to just stop for a minute, think ahead to the remainder of this day, and choose a moment when you would like to feel gratitude. You all have one in mind? Turn to the person next to you and tell them what your anticipatory moment is and why you chose it. Did you pick one? Did you pick? That work? I think you're sharing more than one moment. It's just a guess. All right. Have you all had a chance to share it with someone? Okay, let's do the work. Are you ready? So I'm going to invite us all to just get still in our seat. You can close your eyes if that works for you. You can put your hand on your heart if that helps to connect in with the heart space. But let's begin to follow our breath as it moves in and out. And now as you continue following your breath, let it anchor you in this present moment. Really feel your feet on the floor. Feel your body. Feel yourself sitting. Inhabit the moment in a deeper way. And now bring into your mind's eye someone or something that you deeply appreciate. Choose something that can activate a feeling of appreciation. You don't want to just think about it. You want to feel it. And as you see that person or that thing in your mind's eye, feel the appreciation begin to bubble up, warming your heart. Gratitude is the fragrance of the present moment. Feel it. Feel it radiating beyond your heart, filling your body. Imagine every cell of your body is invigorated and on fire with this healing vibration of appreciation. And now let it radiate beyond your body as we create together a sacred space, this coherent energy. And now imagine this appreciation growing beyond this room and surrounding and enfolding the moment that you have chosen. Just see it saturated in gratitude. Feel your vibrational connection with that moment. And we set the intention that when that moment arrives, we pause, we become present, and we allow that feeling of appreciation to just grow, radiate from within us. And we hold this intention together as we release it into the mind of God. Into the field of infinite possibility. And so it is. Amen. Let's all breathe again. So I invite you, when that moment arrives, that you really sink into the gratitude, that you actually raise your vibration to appreciation, and that you savor the moment, the present moment. Bless you. Can you do that? Yes. When you set that intention with gratitude, you are broadcasting the electromagnetic signature of appreciation into the quantum field, the unified field. Did you know you just did that? Come on. Isn't that cool? And as you continue to be a vibrational match to that frequency of whatever it is you are envisioning, your heart gets highly organized, highly coherent. Your vision widens, and more you will find things to appreciate and to feel gratitude towards. You fall in love with the present moment. I love that. So be on the lookout for these magic moments. One thing I love about Unity Spiritual Center, there's many things I love about it, but one thing I really love about it is the willingness of the people who come here to do the work. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I look around this room, and I see spiritual beings of like mind from all different walks of life. Some have been here decades. Some have arrived more recently. But all of us with this curiosity, interest, and willingness to do the spiritual work together. Can you feel the power of that? Yes. And I know that many of you have spiritual practices that on your own journey that help to take you to a deeper experience of God, that help to bring you into the present moment, that help you to connect with the heart chakra, the heart energy, the vibrational energy of love. Don't you? Yes, you do. You already use spiritual life hacks. And we could all benefit from hearing about that from you. Wouldn't you agree? Sharing those things? Well, as luck would have it. We are introducing a monthly opportunity for you to share with the congregation a spiritual life hack that you have found to be helpful in your unfolding journey of self-discovery. Could be transformational, could be translational, could be both. Who knows? But all of it has value and merit. Wouldn't you agree? And we actually have a sign-up sheet that I made. I made a sign-up sheet. And you can write your name, a brief one or two word explanation of what it is. Maybe it's a meditation, maybe it's a mindfulness practice, whatever. And then your contact information. And then you and I will meet either in person or on the phone to discuss it. And, you know, I want to make sure it's not something somebody already signed up to talk about or something like that. After we talk about it, you'll be invited to schedule a time. Now, this is just once a month. So the sign-up sheet only has 5 spots. That takes us to October. I didn't want people signing up, you know, for 10 years from now. It just didn't seem right. You will need to write down what you want to share and keep it under 5 minutes. How many minutes?
5 minutes,
yes. And you'll need to do it at both services. Of course, July and August was only one, so that's cool. But I want to hear what you do. We did this with our chaplains this year during the chaplain training, invited them to bring a spiritual life hack to share with the rest of the group. And I got to tell you, it was so inspiring. It was so exciting to hear about these amazing things that people already do and to get ideas of what we can also do. Because, you know, even the same way we all have learned different learning styles, we have different spiritual practice styles. You know, there's some of us that like to be more movement-oriented. There are some who want to hear things. There's some who want, you know, they're singing. There's all different ways that we can experience the presence of God. And I want to hear all about it from you guys. So if this is something that interests you, please sign up. It's at the SIVA Center, and we'll get started. We have a virtual gold mine of spiritual understanding, and I'm excited to open the door to sharing that gold with each other. The spiritual journey is a journey of the heart. What? Oh, I thought someone told me that the spiritual journey is dead. Now that was a moment I'm not going to forget anytime soon. Where was I? Oh, yes. The spiritual journey is one of the heart. And you know what? Now, is that, am I done? I am done. All right. This is one of my anticipatory appreciation moments. Because this morning, during my meditation time, I looked ahead to when I completed my talk. I got into appreciation. I felt it. I sent it. I immersed myself in it. Then I released it, and here I am. And guess what? This is the moment I was waiting to be grateful for. God bless you all.